Okay, hello everyone. Okay, well, we'll figure this music out in a minute. There we go. Welcome everybody to today's blog talk segment, Listening to the Heart. As Angela and I shared in our show page, we'll be chatting about the dance of open listening from the heart to others, including ourselves in the equation, putting ourselves in the equation, as what someone else is thinking or feeling inside may be deceiving on the surface. And in seeking to understand the heart of the matter with another, rather than assuming that something is one way or another according to our own individual perspectives or perceptions, communication in all relationships can become more open, transformational, and enjoyable experiences regardless of whether or not the topic may be one that's uncomfortable. So we want to share not only our experience and others, but especially in these so many changing times and the holidays upon us, we just wanted to come from that place that listening to the heart of the matter is probably going to bring more treasures to all of us. Angela, honey, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. And sunny California is getting some own change in its stuff.
Yeah, it's not sunny today. It's not sunny. It's cloudy and it's cold, and I'm not going to complain because it gives me an excuse to say, okay, I'm going to just curl up in the recliner and watch some TV. So that's all I'm doing today.
Well, you know what? You've earned it for the week that you've had.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, and then it's going to start up again next week. So, yeah, I told my kids yesterday, I'm not doing anything Sunday. Nothing. So don't even ask me.
I don't blame you, darling. Well, you know, this is just, wow, what a transformational year. I mean, I think about all the changes that not only our country has gone through over the last year, but also so many people that are touching each other's hearts in the matter have also gone through their own personal transformations and changes, you know, doors opening and closing, mm-hmm. So many shifts, so many endings, many beginnings. And, you know, one of the things that I can relate to less of now, but more of before, I'd say in the last 5 years, was not being in the center of my life, not putting myself in that core center, literally felt like utter chaos, and sometimes really a lot of darkness, a lot of scary feelings when big changes occurred. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I used to yesterday, Saturday morning, I woke up in tears because I was having this dream of something that I thought I had let go of years ago. And I remember after my emotional state was kind of cleared up, I started thinking back to this used to always happen to me when I was younger. But I always thought that it was, I hadn't seen it as clearing to get ready for the new changes that were happening in my life. And so this time I was able to say, you know what, I'm just clearing old stuff. It's just, this is just my body's way or my soul or my spirit's way of releasing this old stuff from my DNA so that I can have room for new things. And so I think that you always know that change is necessary, but I think I really got that change is necessary, movement is necessary so that you can have new things come into your life. So you have to get rid of, I mean, you have a closet, and you have a closet full of stuff, and you get new things and you want to put it in, but you have no room in the closet. You can't put it in until you get rid of the old stuff. So that's kind of how that was for me.
Yeah, and you know what? Great segue about that, because sometimes in your closet you might have a couple pieces and items that you have a hard time letting go of, yeah?
Mm-hmm. You never wear them, but you're like, but I might wear that one day. And it's been 3, 4, 5 years, and you haven't put it on yet.
Yeah, in fact, the whole fashion statement is like gone in a total different direction. They're still holding on to
but you
something.
Still might wear it though.
Exactly. Or I know I'm gonna drop the weight. You know, that's a great piece. And you know, part of today's desire around us doing these coaching segments was when things are going well, when they're easy breezy, you know, we're all in a happy place, conversations seem like they grow and go along that line too. But sometimes, and you know, they're light and they're breezy, they're open, they're flowing. Yet when we hit the wall, when change comes, and it comes, seems like it comes from the outside of us, rather than us taking that step inward to change, for many, that hitting the wall seems like it goes in a downward spiral.
Yeah. I don't think, and I can't remember who, I was having a conversation with someone, and I was saying that if you don't have these things, because there have been times where I can look back and say, you know what, just recently, and I have a picture that I took right before things really started shifting for me, and every time I looked at that picture, I said, this was right before everything started to kind of fall apart. But unless you have something, some kind of a gauge to for you, some sort of a situation happen, you won't know that you need to move on. Because when things are good, I think it's just human nature to want to stay in that good place, and it gets comfortable. But when growth requires some uncomfortability, and I'm sure my kids can relate to this because they literally had growing pains when they started, you know, growing, and their bones started to stretch and their muscles started to stretch. They used to complain about little things all the time, and it's just like that.
When we hit the wall, exactly. And, you know, sometimes it seems like the heart of the matter, though, the thing that actually wants to be expressed, it seems like some of the survival mechanisms get buried. I mean, we the heart of the matter gets buried under the fight or flight or the deer in the headlight moments, things that kind of freeze frame. And so you almost like you want to guard your heart, guard your mind. Oh, my God, what's going on? And yet the very thing that desires to be expressed because of the uncomfortability that hit in the wall brings, it kind of gets buried under that. Have you noticed that, you know, in the past or with other people?
Yes. Yes. It mostly, I have to say, with myself. It's scary whenever you do hit that wall, because it feels like there was no warning. You know, you kind of look, you know, it's like you're driving and you kind of look back for a second, and then all of a sudden there's an obstacle there and you just hit it, you can't avoid it. And, you know, you're kind of stunned for a minute. And for me, it's like, you know, what do you, because I understand a lot of what's going on, I mean, I understand it, but still, it does stun you, and it still stunned me for a bit, because, you know, the old me, the old memories wanted me to go back to kind of feeling sorry for myself, or like wondering, and not so much feeling sorry for myself, but kind of getting into that place where I'm focusing on all that, instead of finding something in the moment or in that day or something somewhere that can bring me out of it, or something that I can appreciate, you do start to spiral down and say, you know, oh, this happened and this happened, and then the next day something else happens, and you're like, okay, now this is happening, and I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that, you know, in the trenches, like when we hit the trenches, you know, the thing about open listening is that it's about being able to experience not only those range of emotions that you were talking about, but it's also about staying present to what our heart and our mind want to say in that moment, despite the appearances of the doors opening and closing. And, you know, one of the things that was interesting that kind of segues into that is when Terry was let go of his job, and it was in October. And it was so funny because the week before, I had made all these financial, like, changes to our budget, right? And I was real excited that it seemed like more money was going to pour in. And I got real excited. And then all of a sudden, boom, that layoff comes. And there's no severance package. And there's no, we did not have savings. You know, we lived pretty okay week to week. You know what I'm saying? We always knew in the back of our mind, you know, we did have some things put away in a 401, but, you know, we kind of lived. And there were things that we got to do, but, you know, I was thinking about all the changes, you know. What would happen if he lost their job, or, you know, what would that experience, because of the public going through that, the society going through changes like that. And when it happened to me, at first it was like, okay, there's a door closing, there must be one opening. But what's interesting is the opening didn't come right away.
Yeah.
And so I think I had a delayed reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, my optimism kind of carried me for about 2 weeks. And then one day I started crying. I just really started crying, going, wow, this is a big change. You know, we've been together 14 years, and he's been there 17 years. And it was like, I wasn't, that optimism in a way, I wasn't letting my body really feel that experience. I wasn't letting my heart process some of that emotional, you know, what it affected me, because it really didn't happen to me, but it affects our, you know, our home.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of had to take a step back and say, wow, this is big. And so I got to process the fears, and I got to process going to, you know, the path, like, what's the path of least resistance? Well, he's got these freedoms and that. And then I had to process that he's home. My
mm-hmm.
world changed because
mm-hmm.
he's home. You know, 14 years he's been gone, and I've had a routine, and all of a sudden he's home, and he's, I mean, all these range of feelings of how do I stay connected? How do I pull myself from getting afraid about what's not here yet? And I don't go back to the old tactics of fight or flight or deer in the headlights. How do I stay connected? Not only to him, to support him, but to process my own feelings as well. That was really the biggest stretch I think I've ever had in our relationship. And he and I have, you know, of course, different dances around money. We have different dances around, you know, how law of attraction works. And I have to say, it's now been 2 full months that he's been laid off. And it looks nothing like I thought it would. But you know what? Things show up in staying just totally present one day at a time. Things have showed up to kind of pave that way. And we have a new normal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I and, you know this because I've discussed this with you, but I you know, the little income that I did have when I got out here was okay. It wasn't a lot, but, you know, I was able to pay my bills and have a little extra left over. And then come mid-October, that was completely taken away. And that was so scary for me because I'm like, okay, now what do I do? Because, you know, I even though I enjoy working or, you know, being at home and being available to my kids, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to, I don't know what this means. And I started getting in my head about it. Well, you know, I know I'm not a lazy person, but have I been being lazy? You know, I don't know where to turn with this. I don't know where to go. And it got scary for me for a couple of weeks, but I realized somewhere in there that it wasn't really for me about the, it wasn't about the money. Even though the money had been taken away, it was a lesson for me to see what my whole deal was around money and to release some of the beliefs I had around it and how I grew up, what I was told my finances were supposed to look like. And not only that, but I also discovered that I have a big problem with asking for help. And not asking, you know, like for a ride somewhere or, you know, for somebody to stop off and get something for me, not that. But I have a big problem when things start to fall apart, calling people up and saying, you know what, can you help me with this right now? I'm kind of struggling. Admitting to it, because when I asked for help, what I was expecting for people to do was do it and shut up about it. But I had to learn that whatever they do with how what I ask them, whether they help me or not, is none of my business. They can either say yes or no. And if they do say yes, I can help you, then not to be attached to what happens on their end after they help me, whether or not they're going to go and let all my friends know that they had to do this for me and say, you know, well, she's this age, and how come she doesn't have this yet? And how come this isn't going right for her? She's, you know, 38. This shouldn't be happening. I had to let go of that because none of my business what they thought about where I was in my life. And I've always said that I don't care what people think, but it woke me up to the fact that I do care what people think when it came to my finances and when it came to things like that. I did care what people think. And so it helped me to realize that so that I can grow out of that. And that was really hard for me because I've had to do that in the past couple of weeks, you know, pick up the phone and say, you know what, look, this is really hard for me, but can you do this for me? And not be attached to wherever they take it. And I cried about it because I'm like, I've always been told by my parents, you don't need anybody. People are not going to want to help you. People are judgmental. People are going to say this and that and this, you know, about you. And that's where I was with that. And I had to let it go.
You know what? That takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? I mean, I was just thinking about what you said about opening up, because if we don't ask for help, if we don't really feel that we're that not only the universe supports us, but that other people can, then it pushes away the very thing that has us activate, like that has us really resonate with the nature of our souls, like the abundance part. Yeah.
Yes.
And that really reminds me of what you just said. Those opinions, your parents' opinions, my parents' opinions, I remember when I used to say, I don't want to tell somebody this because they're going to think this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I was saying earlier in the opening segment, that we get stuck in this futuristic conversation that we think is going to happen based on conditions. And you know what? Half the time when we open ourselves up, when you've opened yourself up, did you have the reaction you thought you were going to have?
You know what? A little bit, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Exactly. You know what? And exactly. And I remember I had this one-on-one conversation with somebody that was helping me, you know, get through some breakthroughs. And the two things they shared with me was, Valerie, whether or not that person says yes or no, you can't control what they say. And right now, in your mind, with those thoughts you're having, you're trying to control the outcome. You're taking that away from them. So you cannot control how things land on people. And then another thing they said was, all you can do is have the courage to go where you know, and be real and get real with yourself. That's the biggest treasure. And I think the treasure of getting real, not only with ourselves, but in front of people, it opens that space. It opens up the reality of true communication when we can get vulnerable and get real and love ourselves from that place, that heart place that says, I'm going to give myself compassion. I'm going to give myself love. I'm going to give myself grace. I'm uncomfortable. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm all over the place. But I'm going to give that to me first, and then I'm going to share my reality. When we come from that heart place, it's amazing that half the things we think about that other person's going to say or do, it dissipates.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's and you know, really, that's all we can do is, like, bring our whole self into the picture, whether that person agrees or not. Because I'm like you. I've had some people say, listen to me, not listen to me as this is temporary. Them listening to me is, oh, look, you're not successful. based on my vision. Or it triggers them. It triggers them. Oh, I don't want to go there. Ooh, let's not go there. We're not. We're putting a happy sticker on it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the heart of this thing about being whole is to be able to feel all those range of emotions and not have to focus on one or the other as being, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Life happens. It gets messy. It gets uncomfortable. It gets changed. But the treasure of all that is that deep, deep down, we're stronger than we think we are.
Yes. Yep. And it really does take a really strong heart to look at this, because I can understand why, even knowing what I know, I can understand why some people decide that they can't take this and they want to check out, because this is some, you have all this stuff that you're trying to unlearn. You're trying to unlearn what the collective consciousness has, that you've kind of absorbed from that, and what your parents, you know, how you grew up, and the way society says you should, you know, the way where society thinks you should be at whatever point in time in your life, and you're trying to let all that go. It's a lot of stuff. It really is a lot of stuff. It's like watching the show Hoarders and walking into that person's house and seeing all this stuff accumulate. You don't even know where to start. It's overwhelming. And I can understand why someone who really doesn't know what's going on would want to check out, because it is not a pretty thing to go through, but it's necessary, but it's not pretty.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about, listening to the heart, you know, coming from that place, the biggest thing that I have learned that broke me from the fight or flight, because I had a big fight or flight. I would either end it all, I would burn the bridge, and I would be gone. But the, mm-hmm. you know what? The very thing that I burned and thought I cut off followed me.
Yes.
It wasn't until I got into saying, you know what, I'm going to focus on love. I'm going to focus on mercy and grace and forgiveness. I'm going to go to the basic heart and say, you know what, I don't know. You know, I go into situations, I don't, you know, and I go in with this one idea. And then all of a sudden, if it doesn't play out like that, I used to beat myself up. And it took me being gracious that, you know what, that I'm off track. Okay, I can be off track. It took me giving myself permission to say, okay, I go off track, and it doesn't look like what I thought it was. This mm-hmm. idea didn't pan out the way I thought it was going to. Every one of us go through that. And I think when I have compassion for myself, I can give compassion to someone else.
Yes.
When I'm present to myself, I can be present to them. And I don't make them about their stuff about me, and I don't make my stuff about them.
Right.
That was the biggest breakthrough. And I'm still like a toddler in that space. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But wow, the change that happened for me in going into it like that and having compassion and grace and love was that I held on to what I treasured the most in that relationship was the relationship. The love. And I let go of the other things that wasn't working. And that's been really powerful for me. I mean, it's kind of like when we get a muscle memory of an experience like that, we can kind of rewrite the
yeah.
other stuff. You know what I mean? And we can go forward having a little bit of that to bounce off of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
When we create, when we create that new paradigm, when we stand up for ourselves, and we're going to stand up whether someone's there or not, it always seems like somebody shows up and is there.
yeah. Because I had to. You said something just a minute ago about, you know, when somebody can't be there, you can't give that kind of gift to yourself. You can't gift that to anybody else. And I remember I posted something like that on a personal page of mine, and I had a family member, and I know it's not personal, but they just went crazy because they thought I was talking to them. And after that, I said, you know what, I don't know, I'm not sure, I would like to be surrounded by people who want to give as much as I want to give. And I had something happen Friday night, which just, when it was in the moment, it felt really good. I was, you know, I was working, and I was on the, I was riding around making deliveries, and the guy that I was making deliveries with, his family has a catering business, and they were catering to a party that one of that a business was giving for their employees, and we were in the area, and they asked us to stop by, and the employer was more than happy for us to stop by, so we stopped by, and my drivers, the guy I was with, his family treated me so well. They offered me stuff to eat. I ate. They wanted to make sure that I was full and that I had enough and that I was taken care of and that I had something to drink. And I just was I worked late, but I was in such a good place. I can't even say how much that felt because I asked for that and I got it.
Wow, and you were willing to be receiving like you were talking about. Isn't it interesting that just like some of the experiences that you were sharing, you know, we're gonna have to start wrapping up in this beautiful thing because we got about 3 minutes, but isn't it interesting that you kind of shifted that, some of the old stuff, when your financial thing shifted, but then in the process of what you've done in shifting that and making changes, something like this shows up as a result, because
Yeah. You
were talking about asking and receiving. Look how it just shows up a lot faster. That's the thing that you know, this whole segment is about. You know, we're Angela and I are you know, going through our own shifts and changes personally, and also in you know, how we want to look, how we want to revamp our blog talk shows, and you know, going forward in the January and seeing kind of how they've expanded us, but there's also that whole sense of how can we bring heaven on earth, it more in our experience, but how can we experience heaven on earth in the midst of all these changes going forward? How can we help people change? How can we not only represent, have the changes represented in our mind and heart, but how can we help and support other people in where they are? And that's been the biggest thing this year of seeing, you know, being the guinea pig of our own lives, actually, in when things don't show up the way we think they are, or when, you know, an idea hits the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounded really
Yeah.
great at the time. So we're going to continue some of these segments next week. We're gonna have one more in the segment. It's probably gonna be about how we can change some of the old conditioning, the thoughts, to kind of bring in some higher manifestation results. You know, change the thinking, and then we're gonna have a break for the holidays to give us breaks with our families, and then we'll hit in January, either the 3rd or the 10th. We'll come back. But we hope you enjoyed this segment. We kept it short for basically because everybody's, we're all over the place, but the holidays are coming up and getting ready. We kept it short so we can rest on our days off, and we hope you enjoyed it. We so appreciate you, everything you give us, listening friends. We appreciate your love, your care, your showing up, your listening. You are supporting not only yourself, but you're supporting us and you know, getting the feedback that we do by your listening. We expand our hearts and our minds as well. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
We hope that the holiday season is going the best way it can for you. You know, whatever that looks like, we hope that you're paying attention to who you are. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We really appreciate
and we will,
you.
And we'll see you back next Sunday, and we'll be posting that as well. Have an awesome afternoon, and Angela, love you, girl.
Love you too.
Okay, we'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.